This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren formally announced her candidacy for president on Saturday. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Warren called for change in a political system that she said is rigged in favor of the rich.
The man in the White House is not the cause of what is broken. He is just the latest and most extreme symptom of what's gone wrong in America.
And that, says Elizabeth Warren, is a rigged system that benefits the rich and powerful at the expense of everyone else. While the campaign manager for President Trump's re-election bid labeled Warren a fraud for past claims of Native American heritage, Warren did not address the topic and avoided taking direct jabs at the president. Instead, she pledged to fight for big structural change that she says will ensure every American has a real opportunity to build something.
I am in this fight all the way!
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian forces said Saturday they have launched a final push to defeat the Islamic State group in the final pocket the extremists hold in eastern Syria. An SDF spokesman tweeted Saturday that SDF started to move on to the last village remaining under jihadists' control. The village of Baghouz, which is the only remaining ISIS pocket, will be cleared soon. SDF officials and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimated there were about 3,000 battle-hardened IS jihadists, mostly foreigners, in the region. The observatory also estimated several hundred civilians remained in the area as well. Syrian Democratic Forces, backed by U.S. air power, have driven Islamic State from large swaths of territory it once controlled in northern and eastern Syria, confining the extremists to a small pocket of land near the border with Iraq. This is